The landscape for laboratory services is changing rapidly in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. This according to Chief Laboratory Technologist Elliot Samuel, as he highlighted the range of services that can be accessed throughout the country.
Historically, the laboratory at Milton Keynes Memorial Hospital, which started out as a lone public lab in St. Vincent, that was born with the hospital over 100 years ago. And it was primarily a clinical lab. They offered clinical pathology and anatomical pathology. Clinical is where you have your tests done, blood tests, urine, stool tests, whatever. And anatomical pathology would be the post-mortem set of things. As the need for public health testing, and when I say public health, when we think about things like COVID-19, as those needs grew, it meant that the lone lab at the time had to take on those responsibilities. So we ended up with what was described, or what is described, as a hybrid laboratory sort of a situation.
Mr. Samuel says the government is investing a lot of resources to enhance the services provided by the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment.
Now, based on our strategy, the strategy of the Ministry of Health, because we understand that in every situation where you have one lab that is taking all of these responsibilities, one of them will suffer. So one of the things that we have done in recent times is to move towards the separation of services, where we are taking the public health services away from our clinical lab, which has actually led to the development of a new lab, which we will talk about, the molecular laboratory units, that is really to be morphed into a greater facility, which is our national public health lab. So we're going to have to take it in stages. What happens at our clinical lab?
And according to Mr. Samuel, laboratories are essential to overall patient care.
We have improved our delivery of services. So in terms of the public health part of it, we actually provide surveillance for things like dengue and Zika and chikungunya. We have seen how COVID affected us, and we, as the laboratory services program, was responsible for the surveillance of COVID. Now, the molecular lab started primarily to offer PCR testing for COVID, and we have since increased our capacity to the things like, we can now offer dengue testing using molecular PCR platforms. We can offer testing for monkeypox. We can offer testing for Zika and chikungunya. We are moving to add things like influenza A and influenza B, that recent spread of flu that was going around. And we now have the capacity in country to roll out influenza testing in the not-too-distant future.
Chief Laboratory Technologist Elliot Samuel, I'm Raisa Bruce-Lyle for today's special report.